Wisconsin Eye is in the Senate parlor following up on a press conference talking about the funding shortfall in local transportation programs. We're talking to Mr. Bill Mielke of Ruckert Mielke, an engineering and consulting firm in Waukesha. You're a member of the board of directors of the local government institute that had the press conference, Mr. Mielke?
Yes, I am.
Well, the Local Government Institute just came out with a major study documenting the shortfall in local, not state, transportation programs. What do you think is the biggest surprise for you, sir, in the study?
Well, I think what this is the first time acknowledgement of that Wisconsin really has a problem. And I think what we did do is we addressed both the local and state problem in funding the repair of our roads in Wisconsin and what the dire needs are for us to have a vibrant economy in Wisconsin.
The press conference presenters said they cited a study that said in Milwaukee, the average owner of a vehicle pays $700 a year because of poor road conditions, and in the Madison area, it's about $600 a year. Do you think most drivers are aware that their maintenance bills are higher because of poor local road conditions, sir?
I don't think there's an awareness that is really an expense that's tied to the maintenance of the roads.
How is then groups like yours, the Local Government Institute, can get support for both the transportation funding plan recommended by Secretary Gottlieb and some of the funding shortfalls that your group just found in this study, Mr. Mielke?
I think what we're starting with is we want to find people and give them enough information that they recognize that the state absolutely has a problem. The data and all of the stuff that we've presented is very comprehensive, and it's undeniable that we do have a problem in Wisconsin. Education is going to be the first thing. The second thing is then dealing with the variable options that are out there on how do we solve that problem. But the point is the problem needs to be solved, or we're not going to be an economic force in the state of Wisconsin.
What about the federal government? At the press conference, they were called a not reliable partner. Your reaction to that? Can we not count on any federal aid to help with this local transportation funding problem, sir?
The federal aid has not had great increases in the past. We don't know that the federal aid is something that we can hang our hat on. Obviously, this is a state problem and a local problem, and we have to solve it at a level that will give us a sustainable and reliable source of funds to move forward for a long period of time, not just a year-by-year funding process.
Mr. Mielke, in the current state budget, as you're aware, we're borrowing $991 million. That's not a long-term solution, is it, to state and local transportation funding?
No, and it's very problematic. One of the problems with that is when we borrow for the last few years as many dollars as we have for the transportation budget, we end up, at the years following that, paying too much of our budget money for principal and interest on all of the borrowing rather than pouring concrete and asphalt to give us new roads for the state of Wisconsin.
Let's talk about some of the possible solutions that are mentioned in the study, Mr. Mielke. A wheel tax becoming a value-based fee. Your thoughts on that and how that might work?
Well, the wheel tax on a value-based fee is just proposed as something as a possible solution. And it would be that it would be based on the value of your car or your truck. And so the higher the value, the more the tax, lower the value depreciation on the vehicle, the less the tax would be.
Okay. And one other possible solution, a personal property tax imposed on vehicles. Now, there's a study committee in this building that wants to do away with the personal property tax. This would go counter to that. Do you think this is a possible option, Mr. Mielke?
Well, certainly we think all of the options should be on the table for discussion. The thing that we had with the property tax for a vehicle based on the value of the vehicle for registration by individuals, we think number one may be entertained simply because it's tax deductible by the individual and would give them a break. But it's just one of a myriad of options that we have presented with our study.
And a couple other options quickly. Charging the sales tax on the price of gasoline. I think the state of Illinois does that. How do you think Wisconsin drivers would react to that, sir?
Well, as you heard with the data that we have, the sales tax on the gasoline would raise a significant amount of funding for the highway program. It's one of many of the real viable alternatives that we'd have. However, it doesn't reach the vehicles that are electric cars or alternative fuel cars, which is something that we were trying to address as part of the study also.
Is that the reason that you like the Secretary of Transportation's proposal for a higher registration fee for electric and hybrid vehicles, sir?
Certainly. One of the things that we found with our study is that Wisconsin is one of the lower vehicle registration states in the nation, and so there's room to get that up on par with many of the other states, and it would pick up revenue from the vehicles that do not use gasoline.
You've seen, though, the public opinion polls. People value a transportation system, and we've just heard figures that manufacturing, trucking, and ag and tourism rely on so much of our highways, but they don't want to raise the fees. So how do you get them over that goal line?
Just doing what we're doing. We're trying to educate the public to, number one, make sure everybody understands that we do indeed have a problem, and it's undeniable that we have that. Secondly, our legislators totally understand that Wisconsin is a leading agricultural and manufacturing state. So they understand the problems that we for sure can guarantee that if we don't start fixing our infrastructure, we will not be a leader in economic growth throughout the United States.
Well, let's carry that one step further. If we don't address the shortfall on our county highways and city and village streets, what do those highways look like in 5 or 10 years, Mr. Mielke?
Well, as the data shows, they're declining at a faster rate than in the past. We're funding them in a lesser rate than we have in the past. And some of the studies that have shown that the congestion pricing for highways can cost as high as $1,500 a household and maybe as low as $500 or $600 a household. So there is a cost to the economy and to the homeowner for having poor roads and poor infrastructure.
One thing that struck me in the study, Wisconsin has 11,800 miles of state and interstate highways, but 103,000 miles of county highways and municipal roads and streets.
I think many people don't understand that there's almost a 10-to-1 ratio, that there's way more, 10 times more local roads than there are state roads. And if you look at the funding that has come down to the local communities, it's been diminishing year after year. The funding per capita in the state of Wisconsin has been declining, and therefore our local roads, the communities with levy limits who have been using property tax in the past to pay for many of their local road programs, the levy limits have not allowed them to raise sufficient dollars to take care of the roads. So you need an alternative sustainable funding source that will make up that difference.
Whose job is it to do the sales job to convince voters that some tough decisions, some funding increases have to be passed in this building, Mr. Mielke?
Well, it's starting with the Local Government Institute. The beauty of what that organization does is it combines the counties, the towns, and the municipalities. So what you're hearing is one voice saying, look, government locally throughout Wisconsin has a problem, and we need a solution from the legislators. We're trying to give a clear signal to those legislators that we support anything that will move towards a sustainable supply.
Very good. Mr. Mielke, Rupert Mielke, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.